In the meantime, out of control, and now fears up to 13,000 could be at risk. More than 100 cases of meningitis reported, and at least 11 deaths. An outbreak that caught regulators by surprise because they were too busy issuing regulations, period. Don't laugh. Instead of sweating the rules that count, we're getting lost in the silly ones that don't. To former Bush 43 White House aide, Dede Benke, and Reason Magazine senior editor, Peter Suderman. Explain, Dede.
Well, I think that President Obama definitely has had a problem with priorities the entire term. His entire presidency has been about Hollywood, have been about what the catchy phrases are, what's going to get him attention, what's going to get him the byline. But unfortunately, these really serious issues, these things that affect Americans and affect them in a way that is very, very important, he doesn't like getting into that. He doesn't like getting into the details. He just wants
well,
the star power.
Well, you're not blaming this meningitis outbreak on him.
Well, to a certain point, I am, because I think that he's got a real problem with managing.
These kind of things happen under Republican and Democratic presidents. Are you saying that just the sheer weight of regulations has our eye off the important balls?
I think so, yes, and I think in this administration even more so. I mean, we've seen problem after problem of very serious issues going by the wayside because he just doesn't want to deal with them. So, yeah, I do blame the administration to a certain degree anyway.
Peter.
What I would say is that there is always an incentive for any bureaucracy, for any bureaucrats to try and do more. And when bureaucrats try and do more, they end up being less effective at the things that they're supposed to be doing. And we see that constantly. I think we saw it in the Bush administration. I certainly think we've seen it in the Obama administration. We see just a significant increase in regulation in the first couple of years of the Obama administration here. It's adding on. They're piling on a lot here. And so what happens is they kind of miss the forest through the trees because they're not, like Dede said, not very good at prioritization. And what they end up doing is sort of focusing on every little detail rather than on setting good rules of the road for markets to work.
So, Dede, you're Mitt Romney, and you talk about how there is a need for regulations. I think what he was saying in the last debate, don't go into overkill on this. I guess you could, by extension, say you end up killing people when you get sidetracked. But I was realizing that a number of health regulators were looking into things like the distance food carts in Manhattan are from the street curb.
From the 16-ounce sodas?
Right. Well, but my point is they get caught up in silly stuff.
Yeah.
When stuff like this, I would imagine, is a tad more important.
But again, that was what I was trying to say before, is that the bylines, you know, what's going to be the catchy thing? What's the interesting thing? You know, that's the way Obama thinks. I think he should just go to Hollywood now. I mean, he just really likes to be entertaining and find out what, you know, people find interesting and not important. Where Mitt Romney, and he showed that at the last debate, he's very much into detail, very much into being a good manager. And these are things that he's going to take a look at. On his watch, we know that things are going to be organized. He may be dull, but he's going to get the job done, and he's going to make sure these crazy things aren't happening. He's going to get the important work done.
Peter, the rap against Mitt Romney is that he might just keep a lot of the regulations that a lot of folks don't like, and that he might slow that process down. But even under Republican presidents, be they Ronald Reagan or George Bush, senior and junior, they invariably leave office with more regulations than were out there before.
Yeah, like I said, there's been a lot of piling on under both administrations. I don't think you have to make this a partisan issue. And when it comes to Mitt Romney in particular, a lot of Romney's criticisms of President Obama are not that he shouldn't have done what he did, but that he should have done it better. And if you look at what Mitt Romney has said about TARP, about stimulus, what he's really said in a lot of cases is that, you know, what is that Romney would have done stimulus, TARP, et cetera, better than Obama has done. But in the case of these health and safety regulations, what we need generally are not more regulations, not stronger regulations, but more efficient and more effective regulations. And just the culture of bureaucracy is to get caught up in a lot of silly stuff, whether it's the food trucks, whether it's regulating things like in Obamacare, there's a provision that suggests that the Health and Human Services Secretary should take a look at maybe standardizing a lot of menu items at restaurants. You know, basically, we're going to end up in an all Taco Bell future here, if this kind of thing goes on. They get really caught up in the details and they don't see
Obamacare
the big picture.
Obamacare is just so heavy-handed. I mean, it's really scary how unbelievable, you know, we have heavy-handedness with Obamacare, and it's killing jobs. It's going to cost billions of dollars. We have IRS agents on our doorstep ready to regulate and say, you know, if you're not paying for insurance, I mean, you know, what are they going to do? I mean, the IRS, they say that's not going to happen.
But doesn't something like this get people asking for more regulations, not fewer?
Well, we can't afford any more regulations.
No, I understand what you're saying, but do you think the opposite happens?
I think we need Mitt Romney, because I think with Mitt Romney, I really
do. You seem to like Romney.
I do.
Okay.
Well, I think he'll be more streamlined, certainly, and that is his managerial, and he's no nonsense, and that's what we need.
So there's nothing the president can do to persuade you that he's the guy.
Negative.
Okay, gotcha. Dee Dee, Peter, thank you both very, very much.